Of course, some news today. New World will not be rebuilt. Was it a difficult decision?
It was, actually. It was very very heart-rending at times, going through the past month since the fires, and we had to come up with some some really good long hard thoughts about the process. So we had to make that decision, and we decided that we won't be rebuilding it.
And what do you hope see happens with Oliver Street?
Well, we're really, truly hoping that, in the future, whatever the city decides, whatever the rest of the property owners decide, it would be really nice to have, something new and exciting go in on that block, or have the buildings that are already there, have them upgraded, or whatever the decisions are from each individual property owner. But everyone has to come to their own decision on that.
And how long did you operate New World for?
We were open for 10 years, short one day. If we had stayed open one more day, we would have had our 10th year anniversary to the date. Yeah.
And out of those 10 years, what was perhaps one of the most memorable experiences?
Well, I think the challenge of building it. I think that Williams Lake really came to recognize what a unique experience it was. We had so many people, especially people from out of town, from the Lower Mainland, and even people from Europe that would come in and, basically the word that we heard a lot was enchanting. They would come in and they so appreciated the ambiance and the environment and the atmosphere that was in there. And that, and that goes to say the food itself. Bryce O'Neill, who was my partner, definitely put forward an amazing menu. So we were very, very proud of that throughout the years. And we really drove to excel and give Williams Lake something that they could all be proud of.
And now that this decision has been made, what are you going to be up to?
Well, at the moment, we're going to be taking a little bit of a holiday, just a short one, and then we're back at it. So I think we'll both continue to work. That's the goal. We both, we'll both continue on, and life goes on. So we hope that, we especially hope that everyone else that, was impacted by this terrible event, that they all end up in a good place, right? It's very sad to see that, some of the situations with some of the properties are still outstanding. And we were fortunate in one respect in that we had an extremely, very extremely good and, I'm trying to think of the word here, a really good insurance company that worked with us and made the process extremely easy. I mean, this whole thing isn't easy no matter which way you look at it, but working with Gore Mutual was our insurance company, and they were, just every step of the way, they helped us out, and they were really, really good to work with. So we were happy. We're happy about that, and we're happy that we can sort of put it behind us, and we hope that in moving forward that the city, the city itself and all the property owners can move forward in their lives and hopefully new businesses.
And moving forward, is that going to be in Williams Lake for you?
We're definitely planning on staying in Williams Lake. So yeah, we're not ruling out future businesses and things like that. So I mean that could all be in down the road, and the potential is there that could happen. But for the time being, we're just going to sort of settle down and work on jobs and life and kids and all that kind of stuff.
And I haven't asked our CMP or the fire department, but did they ever provide any update on what the cause was?
We did not hear anything to that effect.
Okay.
The last that we were told was that it had been undetermined. That's the word that they used.
Okay.
So, we wouldn't even have it to guess. It was just, all in all, it was a tragedy. And, it was hard for everybody, but the community came together, and we've received the most amazing outpouring of love and just well wishes from the whole entire community, everyone we meet, and we really appreciated that. That actually helped us get through the you know, through the trials and tribulations of it, was just knowing how much everybody, you know, we were in their thoughts, and there was a real outpouring for us. So we can't, you know, we want to thank the community for that, because we really, really appreciate it.